Yeah, let's start with the Mosaic, because that really changed dramatically what we do today for those patients with stage 3, and I would say patients with high-risk stage 2. In this trial, Dr. Degramont and colleagues from France included patients who had had resection and had no visible disease, and those patients received either 5-FU-leucovorin or the same exact regimen of 5-FU-leucovorin plus oxaliplatin. So really, all you were investigating was the use of 6 months of oxaliplatin in combination with chemo. And what he showed was that there was a significant improvement in the outcome for those patients who receive oxaliplatin. Now, it's important to note that this improvement in the outcome came in the form of a lesser number of patients having recurrence of disease at 3 years. And I make that point because the study is not final yet, and at this point, at least until recently when we had the 4-year update on the data from the trial, there was still no difference in overall survival, but we all expect that at some point there is going to be a difference in overall survival between those two groups. But right now, we do have a significant improvement in the number of patients who remain free of disease at 3 years, and this has really led to the use of oxaliplatin with 5-FU-leucovorin in the adjuvant setting. The second trial we mentioned is the NSABP-C07, in which they took a little bit different approach. They use a bolus regimen of 5-FU-leucovorin, which was more commonly used in the United States at that time, known as the Roswell Park regimen, and treat half of the patients who had had resection of stage 2 and 3 colon cancer with this regimen, and the other half, they use the same or a very similar regimen of 5-FU-leucovorin with oxaliplatin. So the Mosaic used infusion of 5-FU, which we think is less toxic, perhaps a little bit more effective. And in the NSABP, a more commonly used regimen from that time was used with bolus 5-FU-leucovorin.
Although we should point out, when you say infusion, it's only 2 days out of 14.
That's correct. It's a 48-hour infusion. But we feel that even 24-hour infusion makes a difference compared to a 15-minute injection. But going back to that, to the C07 trial, the outcome was almost identical to the outcome obtained with the Mosaic. When I talk the outcome, of course, I'm talking about benefit at 3 years in relation to recurrence of the tumor or not. And at this point, I think that either regimen can be used in the adjuvant setting.
When you compare these oxaliplatin regimens to the 5-FU regimens without oxaliplatin, roughly what's the relative reduction in recurrence rate that you get above and beyond 5-FU?
What I tell my patients is that they should expect approximately 25% risk reduction with the addition of oxaliplatin on top of what they already get with the 5-FU. So when I talk in general to my patients, I tell them that for a stage 3 colon cancer patient, let's not go through A, B, or C because that makes it very different. But in general, for stage 3s, I think that the use of an oxaliplatin-based regimen, it's fair to expect around close to 70% disease-free survival at 3 years, which is considerably better to what we were able to obtain with 5-FU-leucovorin alone.